It's been an unusually quiet night at UCLA Medical Center, Santa Monica. 3 hours in, the trauma alert pierces the calm.
Good morning, Kingston. I've leveled 289 on 340.
Trauma 1 nurse RN Susan Waller takes the call.
Levelized, this is Kingston. Go ahead.
Angel Flight is inbound with two victims of a convenience store shooting. One, a 6-year-old child. The pediatrics team readies an OR3 as Angel Flight touches down. The next 10 minutes are the most crucial. Umi. Master Chef Giraldo instructed stand-in sous chef Kara to retrieve live Ebby from the pillars to finish his signature sashimi presentation.
90 seconds remaining.
And she's taken Umi instead. With plating in progress, Chef Cruz's astute assistant pulls the Ebby.
Doing okay is not acceptable. I want to be the top.
With a quick shot of liquid nitrogen, the judge's plates will come alive with colors, flavor, and motion. This week on Bitch Please, we did the math. You're more likely to get struck by lightning twice while riding a dolphin than you are to get a busy-looking stranger on the street to stop their life and have lunch with you.
Excuse me. Would you want to hang out sometime?
Kyle's weird ass is in Midtown to test the theory.
I actually have a boyfriend. Sorry about
that. It's all good.
Looks like he's dialed in on his, invitee. How is he going to explain that the granite countertop with marble backsplash they ordered became an imported marble countertop with hand-tooled granite backsplash?
This is not good.
2 weeks past deadline and more than $20,000 over budget, Curtis is in hot water with the kitchen renovation for homeowners Glaston and Rhea.
Rehab, I know we went way over budget. We're about $100,000, so that puts us at about $655,000.
Now, it's time to break the news. 3 miles below the surface of the Caribbean Sea, these spellbinding volcanic chimneys gush subterranean waters hot enough to melt lead. Like the first of their kind, discovered in the late 1970s, these Cayman Trench vents are surrounded by a robust ecosystem, which redefined science's core understanding of life and environments capable of producing and sustaining it.